seeing clearly what our life is, we know that our life is the whole universe. And yet we don't know. So our practice is experiencing, noting, or noting, experiencing. This is zazening. In a sense, you could say zazening is bearing witness as experiencing. Bearing witness what we like, what we don't like, what we want, what we don't want. Noting, experiencing. Experiencing, noting. And unfortunately, we often want to control and censor what bearing witness is, what we'd rather not experience and instead get entangled in. Bearing witness is, in a sense, very easy. Bearing witness the rising of what is loving, nurturing, compassionate, what is the bodhisattva life, which is the heroic releasing of self-entangling. And bearing witness is also the arising of what is hateful, angry, violent, harming. Bearing witness to greed and other forms of self-aggrandizing. Again, it's simply noting, experiencing. Experiencing, which manifests in noting. And there are all sorts of occasions, whether there's some of them are personal, and some of them are, what should I say, societal. So, for instance, on a personal level, for me this evening is the annual memorial of my father's death. So that's my personal opportunity of experiencing, noting, bearing witness. And bearing witness includes acknowledging the connectedness of our self and the whole universe, whether it's our parent or more, so to speak. When it's our parent is the whole universe. And yet, yesterday was also September 11th, for those of us in the United States, it's, and in the world, but particularly us, it's a bearing witness to an event that in one sense is 20 years ago and in another sense is today, the 9/11 attack, collapse, in horrific terms, the Twin Towers, the thousands of dead, and all the trauma connected to that, especially if one is connected personally with Manhattan, but also in Washington, D.C., attack on the Pentagon, and in Pennsylvania, Shanksville, where there's the Flight 93, where people resisted and fought back against the terrorists, and also bearing witness to the hate and violence that those on the plane who did this, the terrorists, if I use that word, but they're humans who were caught up in hate and anger, harming, and those who suffered on the plane, in the buildings, their children, grandchildren, spouses, friends, family. And of course, this is all the more given that in this past month we've had, for better or worse, the withdrawal, skillful, not skillful, from Afghanistan of American forces, and the resurgence of those who were connected to the 9/11 terrorism, and all of a sudden the reimposition of difficult, brutal, oppressive situation, particularly for women in Afghanistan and for others as well, with the killing that has gone on and fear of what will go on. And yet our practice is to bear witness to this, bear witness when it arises for us personally, and bear witness when it arises for us as a community. All sorts of situations. This is just one particular one, which is a national one, so it's a societal one. And we continue to see how it comes up, whether it's in terms of societal relations, about what was messed up about withdrawing and what was skillful, what was considerate and planned, and what did not work and resulted in more harming and more, grew out of more self-entanglements. How do we bear witness to the reality of our life in all sorts of ways? So this is just one public situation, but there are all sorts of personal, private circumstances that our practice is to bear witness to. And the way we bear witness to circumstances, whether they're so-called what we want or so-called what we don't want, what we like or what we don't like, is fundamentally what our practice is from the minute we get up to when we go to sleep. It's the practice of experiencing and noting. Noting what we say, what we're entangled in, the thoughts. Just simply note it. Noting opens to experiencing. Experiencing includes manifesting this noting. And it's up to us to make the practice effort. Not because we have to do anything extra. Because, as I said, our life is the life of the whole universe. Self is always the whole universe, whether we are blinded to it or not. And therefore, bearing witness is always the whole universe manifesting as our life. And what we do when we do formal zazen is, in a sense, nurture and support ourselves to be this experiencing, to be this noting as that's appropriate. And we do this throughout our life, or we refuse to do it, and we have the consequences of entanglement that results in harming, suffering for us or for others. In a way, we all know this, and in a way, it's up to us to make the effort with the universe as it manifests as our life today, now, and to use all the devices, if I say it in that way, all the occasions. So it's, I use the occasion of memorializing my father's death as a practice time. Use the occasion, as a nation, we used 9/11 as an opportunity to experience and be this connectedness that we are with myriad beings in myriad directions. And also to see what is skillful and what is not skillful, what is harmful and what nurtures. We all have many occasions. Occasions when someone calls us, knocks on our door, we meet people, or we simply, as I said, wake up in the morning. Right there is the first occasion of the moment. So please bear witness as your life. Be the experiencing that you are. Notice what is called for. And noticing is, in a sense, the opportunity to, so to speak, flip into experiencing. It's not something different, but I say it that way just to remind us. Experiencing is the opportunity to notice when, how we're holding to something, holding to a story, or simply noting so that we can be this experiencing. Thank you.